memorial auditorium. Outside the front entrance, you will see a bronze plaque. John Sung Memorial called him also to give up the world. Someone who went to America and trained to be a chemical scientist, having obtained bachelor's, master's, doctorate in chemical engineering, God called him and he forsook everything. If he can give up the world, how about some of us here? Tonight we are going to consider, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. That's the title of my message tonight. It comes from a hymn that was popularized and made so blessed to us in 1935. When Dr. John Sung came and revived the churches. What do you know about revival? What is it all about? When Christians feel the need of the Word of God, of prayer, in a way never felt before, so that there was a great hungering and thirsting for the Word of God, to hear the preaching 3 times a day from the lips of this man of God. Morning, afternoon, night. 2 hours each time for 2 weeks, 14 days during school holidays. And as a result, my brother, among many others, went full-time, and I included, gave my life to serve the Lord, because only one life, dear friends, it will soon be passed. Only what's done for Jesus will last. All else that you do, no matter how great and how mighty a person you become, and how much you do for society, in the final analysis, comes to just about zero. Do you know that? In the annals of the kingdom of God, when it comes to the final reckoning, only what's done for Jesus will last. Have thine own way, Lord, comes as a gift to me, to remind me of the days of John Sung. And besides this one hymn, I'm going to sing with you 3 other hymns, choruses. Now, what are choruses? Choruses are choruses. Short, crisp, easy to sing, easy to remember, and easy to absorb and be blessed by it. And you carry them home. You know, in those days, the streets of Singapore were filled at sometimes with the music of John Sung. People will be humming, singing, whistling John Sung choruses. So before we go into the topic, Have Thine Own Way, Lord, I'm going to sing with you 3 choruses. And you will be blessed by these choruses. The 3 choruses are written in the same musical key, so you can sing them in tandem. You just 1, 2, 2, 3. Somebody is knocking at your door. Somebody is knocking at your door. What door? The heart's door. Seeking an entrance. Oh sinner, why don't you answer? Somebody is knocking at your door. Then it goes on. Same key, you don't have to change key. Let him in, let him in. He's knocking at your heart's door. Let him in or he may leave and return no more. Finally is your response. And I pray that some of you will think and consider, what are you doing with your life? Is it being lived fruitfully to the glory of God and to your own blessing? Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. This is the response. And nobody can cause you to respond so positively except the Holy Spirit of God. So here we are. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There's room in my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. So we start off with somebody is knocking at your door. Hear the music and we'll sing. Together. Somebody's knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door. Oh, sinner, why don't you answer? Somebody's knocking at your door. Let him in, let him in. He's knocking at your heart's door. Let him in, live and return no more. May this be your response. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, come. There is room in my heart for thee. How's that? This is John Soon Chorus. All right, we'll try it again. Somebody's knocking at your door. Okay, ready? Hear the music, first note. Right, singing. Somebody's knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door. Oh, sinner, why don't you answer? Somebody's knocking at your door. Let him in, let him in. He's knocking at your heart's door. Let him in, or he may live, turn no more. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, come. There is room in my heart for thee. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we have heard thy voice and heard thy knocking on our heart's door. May what we have heard cause us to reflect and to think that God sent his only begotten Son for us. What have we done to repay him for that great grace and mercy shown to us? May thou speak to someone here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Scripture text again, Jeremiah 18, 1 to 6. Jeremiah 18, 1 to 6. The Lord has a quarrel, as it were, with His people. Israel was ungrateful, and this is the problem. The word of God came, verse 1 of chapter 18, to Jeremiah. Who was Jeremiah? The prophet of God. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Now writing in the first person is Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the greatest prophet, the weeping prophet, the one who wept for his country, how they had backslided and were so ungrateful. Verse 3 says, I went down to the potter's house. Behold, he wrought the work on the wheels. What are the wheels? You know, have you been to a potter's house? I've not been, but I've seen pictures. And the making of the pottery is on a rotating platform that moves when, I suppose, the potter will be peddling, as it were, and the thing will go round. So you see, all the pots are round like this. And when the hands are put onto the clay, begins to shape the pot, or whatever utensil is being made. Now read on. I went down to the potter's house. Behold, he was doing work on the wheels. As he pedaled, the work surface will be moving around in a circle. Verse 4. And the vessel that he made was marred, not to his satisfaction. Something was wrong with it. Marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to him. Verse 5, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, this is the problem son, as it were. The one that is so ungrateful after having received all the benefits. Search our own hearts, dear friends, as we read this. Am I grateful? How do I show that gratitude? Verse 6 says, then the word of the Lord came to me. Who is me? Jeremiah. And the word of God said to me, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? The Lord is exasperated, as it were. Why are my people so ungrateful and not doing the things they ought to be doing? Cannot I do with you as this potter has to the first utensil he was making? When it was not to his liking, he just brushed it aside, maybe threw it on the floor, and started a new one. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. Who is the you? O house of Israel. I say to us, the same message applies to us. If we keep on receiving the free grace of God without appreciation, without any kind of return of thanks, by the way we live, by the way we relate to God, one day God will say, O house of Israel, What shall I do with you? Have thine own way, Lord, is the title of this message. What to do? Dear friends, Israel is here. We are the Israel. We are the people of God today meeting here. Are we grateful? How do we show our gratitude? Every time we stand up and sing, praise God from whom all blessings flow, the doxology. It is a reminder of all our blessings that come from God. That's one way. At this table of remembrance, we remember how our Lord came. That's why the words in front, it says, in remembrance of me. Remembrance is the hallmark, is the proof of gratitude. When someone has been good to you, you remember that person. And for our Lord, how do we remember him? You know, one of the countries that received greatest blessing out of the Reformation was England. And so England grew. God bless it to become an empire. All of us lived under the British as part of the British Empire until the Japanese put an end to it. Very few of you will know anything of the British rule. But in those days, everything we did here was referred to London. We don't make our own laws. Every decision is made in, they call it Whitehall, London. Everything comes from London. Now is London, is England grateful? How do they show their gratitude to God? You know that when Charles Darwin rose in England, this man who taught the nation, there's no God. No God. Suddenly I found it. We are Homo sapiens, came out of the ground, as it were. Descendants of the animals that used to live in the trees, who came down one day, maybe 500 million years ago, discarded the tail and became Homo sapiens, became man. Amazing. Who was it? Charles Darwin. Thank him for England's decay today. Do you know that England showed its gratitude to this man who tore down the basis and the foundations of Christianity in England by saying there is no God? We all had to study this. In our medicine, how Charles Darwin taught the origin of species. Where did all these species come from? He said, he debunked creationism. No creation. Everything by accident. England did the greatest disservice to the Lord Almighty by burying Charles Darwin in Westminster Abbey. Do you know that? The greatest honor that can be given to any human being who dies is to be buried in the Westminster Abbey, which is reserved for royalties only. They put Charles Darwin joins with the royalty to get the greatest, the highest honor possible. Thereafter, England began to fade away. No more rule Britannia. Britannia rules the waves. All of us in school had to sing all this. God save the Queen. God save the King. Then we sang all these other English patriotic songs. So much so that, you know, Shakespeare wrote that, "Blow, blow, thou winter wind, thou art not so unkind as man's ingratitude." Not so unkind as the winter wind. It is so cold and biting. But your ingratitude to the God who raised us up by declaring there is no God, that is phenomenal. So here we are. Jeremiah 18 is about this ingratitude of the people of Israel. Having been saved out of Egypt, having been fed 40 years in the wilderness and shielded by pillar of cloud in the day and the pillar of flower of fire at night for 40 years, God cared for them and brought them out of the land of bondage to a land flowing with milk and honey. Were they grateful? This is the problem. Verses 5 and 6, I read once again. "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter who, when he doesn't like the clay, smashes it up and puts it down on the floor and starts a new work?" This is what God has to do with the ungrateful house of Israel. "What? Do you know the power of the Creator? It's like the potter and the clay. What can the clay do? We are the clay. He is the potter." Oh, dear friends, the sooner we realize the greatness of God, how great thou art, how great thou art, and we are but the like clay. Among the songs that I have learned, we've sung 3, and we are going to sing the final song, which is in 4:21. If you turn to now, I'll explain to you. Before we sing it, "Have thine own way, Lord." This is the first step to gratitude. How can we be grateful? Is to yield to the Lord and say, "Lord, you have your way. Let me be obedient. Let me daily seek the scriptures, search the scriptures. Let me daily give myself back to thee." Verse 1 says, "Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I'm only the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still, as the clay in the hands of the potter." What can the clay do? Amazing that today human beings think they're so great, flying to the moon, flying to Mars. What is it to them that is so great? Do you know that the distance they fly is but a dot in the ocean of universe? Do you know that if you fly at the speed of light, what is the speed of light? 1 second, you fly 186,000 miles. Can you imagine it? Speed of light. And keep on flying. For a billion years, you can still not reach the end of the universe. You don't know where is the universe. And God made the universe. "Have thine own way, Lord. I'm only a piece of clay in your hand." What can God do with your life? Going full time is the one step. "Lord, deliver me from the cares of the world." to go into the world and to strive and to fight for a place under the sun, to become one of the people who struggle, compared and contrasted with someone who says, Lord, take my life and let it be. Yes, take my life and let it be used for thee, O Lord. This is the theme of this song. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Yes, so this is a portrayal of the believer. You are just a piece of clay in the master's hand. Lord, deal with me as you will. Have mercy on me. Have thine own way. I'm here ready for you to use. Stanza 2. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. How is your spiritual life? How are we treating the Lord? Is he in our first thought in the morning and our last thought at night and all through the day? Whatever I do, I refer to him. Lord, show me thy will. Show me the way. I'm the clay in your hands. Do as you please. Stanza 3. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Stanza 4, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. That is not easy. That in everything that we decide and everything we do, we refer it to the Lord. Lord, should I do this? When we have arrived there, then we have really arrived and the Lord can use you. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Let's arise to sing this as our evening promise to the Lord. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now. As in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. All power surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord. hold all my being, absolute sway. Fill with thy pardon, till all shall say, Christ only now is living in me.
Our Father in heaven, hear this our humble cry, for we know we are but clay in the hands of the divine potter. May thou deal with each one of us in grace and mercy, and shape us and mold us according to thy own perfect will, that we may be useful for thee in the days ahead, that in these perilous end times we may be found faithful in the things of God to thy glory. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.